This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's Junior Brown bringing us in. Amazing steel guitar.
Might be the best. Oh, no, Weldon Henson. Guy plays some of the biggest bands out there. They say he may be. We're going to come back from break. Dr. Kevin in West Virginia and James in Canada, who's been holding first. Jerry, Michael and others. Mr. Springman is our guest, michaelspringman.com. And he's one of many people fired who got in trouble, or you name it, for trying to keep radical jihadis in who are connected to Al-Qaeda and others. And his book is Visas for Al-Qaeda. And now we learn they were protecting the husband and wife team from San Bernardino. I mean, what does the government get? Well, they think we're so dumb, they don't get the blame for bringing them in. They'll get more armored vehicles, more checkpoints, more drones, more of our freedoms. I agree with Springman's analysis. Other points on this. What do you think we can do, Mr. Springman? Just keep heat on them? Congressional investigations. I have this story. CENTCOM investigation, war on Syria, not the Islamic State. And you read the story at Infowars.com. It's got links, even to the Daily Beast and the House Armed Services Committee, admitting, okay, our government ran ISIS. We want to know why. I mean, it's very positive that at least this is now being looked at.
Well, I think if the way out, if we can get a way out, is to get people in Congress who are not afraid to take the point on this and to build a fire under the executive branch and the judicial branch, saying enough is enough, we want full and complete disclosure. And one very good way they can do it is simply have a parade of congressmen go in and look at the concealed and still secret 28 pages in the September 11th report on intelligence failures and simply memorize a paragraph or a couple of sentences and get onto the floor of the House or the Senate and say, this is what I saw in that reading room, and put it out on the air, put it out in print, and see what happens from this.
Well, we've had a few of them on here, like Walter Jones, and it says Saudi Arabia consciously at the highest levels ran the attacks. Our government knew from the beginning, stood down on purpose, basically complicit. It is bombshell information. It is treason proven. And people say, oh, it's worse than that. We know, but we have them in their own report. I mean, so if that comes out, it all comes out.
Yeah, and they've got to start doing this. I mean, you had Dennis Kucinich who would question this, but he's been gerrymandered out of Congress by the Democrat branch of the permanent party. And the people we've got in the past, for example, we had the Church report that really went to town on the intelligence services. And we need people like that again.
Well, this time it's our own intelligence services coming out saying it's all a fraud, and our military saying it. It's not usually the military, having to try to stop wars. Usually they're trying to start it, at least in the past. That shows how corrupt our elite are, that we actually have a lot of generals doing the right thing now, which is unprecedented.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we need more people like Smedley Butler from the 1930s.
Well, I mean, the folks running the show there need to know that all these yes men and women are really creating a climate of absolute and complete tyranny. MichaelSpringman.com. Briefly, tell folks about the book. I mean, I read the book. It's extremely powerful. You learn a lot. Everybody should buy it and donate it after they read it to the library so that more people read it.
Yeah, great. Thank you. The basis of the book is it's 250 pages of my own personal experience with the Department of State and with the legal system trying to find out why I had been fired, coupled with 2 years of research on what I call the Arab-Afghan Legion, the terrorists that the United States recruited for the war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union, who were then transformed or rebranded into Al-Qaeda. And when that got old, they turned them into ISIL. And it's the same crowd of fanatics. I talked to Colonel Anthony Schaefer, U.S. Army retired. He said that, yeah, the same guys that are in Iraq now fighting are the same people we recruited for Afghanistan. former Senator Mike Gravel from Alaska.
You've got a lot of amazing people. We're out of time. Michael Springman, have a great holiday and Christmas coming up. MichaelSpringman.com, the book, Visas for Al-Qaeda, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Jones. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Loaded phone lines. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to go to Kevin, James, and a few have been holding the longest. Then we're getting Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, on the line. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes to break down major breaking news on campaign 2016 that he's been ferreting into. Also, the open funding of radical jihad groups. He has written about that for InfoWars.com. And a lot more. And we've really reached that dam-breaking moment when you've got the former head of CENTCOM and other generals and inspector general investigations in the Pentagon, not about fixed intelligence. That's what the media is spinning. It's about the fact that our government is backing al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS, same group, same organization, same culture. It's kind of like we have the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force. Well, they have al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, ISIS, IS. It's all the same black flags, same Saudi Arabian garbage, same crazed radical Sunni trash that kills other Sunni, Shiites, Alawites, Christians. I mean, it is the expansionist, fascist version of Islam. Hands down, no debate. So Why does our elite think they can use them to come in and take over? Let them come in and attack us here and then take our freedoms. So Wayne Madsen is going to get into all of that and other breaking news that he's been investigating. He does also report for Infowars.com, and two of his reports are on the site today. But let's go to Kevin in West Virginia and then James in Canada. Kevin in West Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
This is my thoughts. Mr. Obama, step down. Step down. Quit being a criminal and face the American public and take it like a man.
Well, if Obama falls, then all the criminals around him fall, including all the neocon Republicans that have been working with him as well. But we have reached that point where how far can they go to come into 30 states and say we're going to bring in radical, dangerous refugees, many of them foreign fighters? We're not going to even let them have IDs or passports, and they can just disappear, and we won't tell state Homeland Security or local police or state police where they are. But, oh, we're following everything you do as citizens and watching you. I mean, this is really showing America that the police state is for us, not for actual threats that are outside the country. It does show the war on terror is a complete fraud. New headline, Infowars.com, feds ignore Islamic terror threat before San Bernardino to focus on right-wing radicals. Had the Justice Department group tried to prosecute, investigate the FBI agents and others that were investigating the husband and wife team. So pretty amazing. What else do you have to say, Kevin?
I agree with you 100%. I just feel that Obama needs to step down as well as the leaders of the right on the right of the Republicans. You're criminal. We have you in our sights. We got you.
I agree. Every group, that means Lindsey Graham, that means people like John McCain, that means people like Jeb Bush that's been supporting him but not actually in government, and others need to be investigated. And we've got Hillary quarterbacking it at the State Department, Obama heavily involved. There is a larger master strategy, and it hinges on us being completely mindless, completely ignorant geopolitically, culturally, and not knowing. It's just like 9/11. The Saudis are involved. Our government covers up. We blame Iraq. They're archenemy. Now we blame Syria for the refugees that our attack caused. I mean, it's just incredibly cut and dry. And only someone with their eyeballs gouged out, their eardrums gouged out, and their tongue cut out could not see what's happening or smell what's happening. Thank you, Kevin. James in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, just quickly for all the Minnesotans, we got about 6 inches of ice up here in Winnipeg on the Red River, and Lake Winnipeg's almost frozen, so you can fish right away. Just 2 points. I think you guys should really check out the new season of South Park. You had that snippet of the Family Guy episode. South Park season totally destroyed the PC narrative. It was really great television. And number
two, I don't normally watch South Park, though I've got to admit that the Cayenne West gay fish thing is pretty good. And I like a little bit of cayenne pepper on my eggs, so I do watch that. Folks, I know his name's not Cayenne. It's a joke. People say it's Kanye. Oh, really? I butcher names on purpose. So expanding on that, it's one of my little jokes I do. I have seen a couple episodes of it. I mean, there's so much cussing, I can't let my kids watch it. But still, they kind of act like it's okay at the end. So I think it's kind of a mixed message. But yes, it is pretty hilarious. I've seen 2 episodes where Caitlyn Jenner is always running people over, and it's beautiful, and it's stunning, and it's brave, and you got the PC police principal that's beating everyone up and a total tyrant and, you know, totally oppressive, and they're using it to oppress people. So, yes, it is dead on when it comes to that, but it's not strong enough in how dangerous it is. I appreciate your point on it. Anything else?
Well, yeah, just the last episode, I think, really codifies what you were saying. But, yeah, my last point is for all the Americans, get on the conservative bandwagon like your former guest from yesterday, Tommy, said. We totally missed the conservative bandwagon up here in Canada. We elected the son of the worst socialist ever get into our government. You know, Pierre Elliott Trudeau was just a total bad person. Look him up. But, yeah, get on this conservative bandwagon. Trump won't be a constitutionally libertarian president, but he is damn better than anything else you guys are going to have.
I appreciate your call, James. Look. When Bush was in power and the Patriot Act and the tyranny and the NSA, I was constantly attacking him and the Democrats coming after our guns. Now, if the Democrats were in power now doing all this, which they are, I would be against them. If the Republicans were in power, which they're not right now, I would be against them. And I'm against all the rhinos and neocons and, you know, John Boehner types. But the system is coming after the Tea Party. The system is coming after the real Tea Party. They tried to co-opt it. They tried to demonize it. They say Homeland Security is for it. They are afraid of a libertarian movement at least getting some type of debate going in the House and in the Senate, in the Congress. And their entire defense is set around Republicans and Democratic donors at the top giving money to defeat basically the Ron Paul type movement in Congress. And you got a Rand Paul, you got a Ted Cruz trying to act like they're the heirs to that. I hope they are. They're better than Hillary Clinton. They're not perfect. You got a Donald Trump who I don't completely trust, but overall has one of the better shots of winning. He's being demonized for saying things that Jimmy Carter did. Jimmy Carter stopped, you know, certain Muslim groups from coming in and kicked people out of the country during the, you know, that whole situation. Until they fix the problem with the visas and the rest of it, he's right, in my view. It's not that radical of a statement. What is radical is not screening any of these people, letting them come in, knowing they're going to have some attackers, then taking our freedoms. That is a false flag. And joining us to discuss this is Wayne Madsen, one of the longest NSA whistleblowers out there. He did it back when they didn't lock you up for it, like Obama does. He's also written for some of the biggest publications in the country, and he formerly was in anti-submarine warfare in the Navy, then in the National Security Agency, running actually a whole division of internal security. And he's exposed the fact that they now use the NSA mainly to spy on government employees who might blow the whistle, and on journalists. And believe me, we've experienced that here, where I can be anywhere, and the cops just call me up, or my reporters get called up, and they know exactly where we are, where we're driving, through the cell phones, without a warrant. You know, what are you doing up there investigating Islamabad? We know you're at the corner of such, 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 such. Well, how do you know that? We just know. There's just some concerns you might be violent. Oh, but the Jihadville, openly connected in the past to serious stuff, they're okay. You see, and oh, nobody can track them, and oh, the governors don't know where they're going. They just release them. I'm going to skip this network break here. This only one, because I want to be able to give Wayne Madsen more time. Wayne, there's a lot of big news you're about to break today on 2016, a lot of big stuff happening, but overall, what do you think the big strategy is flooding Europe, flooding the U.S., doing no screening, letting plane loads of people from Latin America land and just walk through in front of everyone? I mean, is this just rubbing our noses in it, this la-la land, or is it the breakdown of government? What is Obama thinking for 2 days ordering the FBI to say San Bernardino wasn't terror? It finally blows up in his face. He's got to go on TV. The Russians are exposing the whole narrative that our government and others are running ISIS. That's blowing up. I mean, are we seeing the collapse of the narrative here with top generals coming out saying we were ordered to run al-Qaeda and ISIS? I mean, these are devastating announcements being made and huge investigations in Congress starting up and inspector general investigations. This looks like something that could really bring down a large wing of the globalists. Where do you see this going? What's the inside baseball up on Capitol Hill, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I think what's going on, and you mentioned what's going on the southern border with again, it's this George Soros-led operation to basically destabilize not only Europe, but also now Central America, the Caribbean. Soros' social media that he has a lot of say in is now being used to convince a lot of Cubans, look, there's relations with the U.S. Go to Ecuador, go to Central America, and make your way to the United States. Because guys like Marco Rubio, of course, will welcome you with open arms, and you'll get a credit card, food stamps, driver's license, nirvana in America. The same thing is playing out in Europe, of course, where Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, basically did the same thing, and she's in lockstep with Soros. He says Europe can take millions and millions of more migrants from Muslim countries. And she's rewarded with Time magazine making her person of the year. I mean, Time magazine is an obvious and has been for a long time. It's been a CIA operation going back to the mighty Wurlitzer days of Frank Wisner. And
let me briefly inject to just back you up on that. they admit that the Nobel Prize is now a joke, giving Henry Kissinger and Al Gore and others that even the committee admits they've made mistakes. It's too late, and you've now used it as toilet paper. It is now a joke. It's like giving a Pulitzer Prize to, you know, an Obama speechwriter about Obamacare being free. It's a fraud. And so, yeah, Time Magazine is an admitted fraud with almost no circulation. So aren't they just putting final nails in their own coffin?
I would hope so. I mean, as far as Merkel wearing that as a badge of honor, being named Person of the Year by Time, Adolf Hitler was named twice Man of the Year by Time Magazine. So I wouldn't, if I were Frau Merkel, I call her House Frau Merkel, because this lady, you know, I mean, she's obviously been inserted. She's not qualified to run a German beer hall, let alone a country. But these are the kinds of people, the Soroses of the world and these other democracy engineers, quote unquote, they like to see the people that carry their water.
And she's declared civil emergency and banned protests all over Germany. I mean, she is kind of Hitler.
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, remember we were told that there was no such thing as Sharia zones, you know, and they said, oh, that's a fantasy. That fake site called Snopes.com said, oh, no, that's a fake story. Well, in Germany, there are Sharia police zones now where these Sharia cops are coming up to Germans on the street, native Germans, and telling them how to dress, women how to dress. There was a big brouhaha, you know, during Oktoberfest in Munich with some of these Sharia guys telling Germans to not drink in their presence. So who gets in trouble when a beer mug goes over the head of one of these Sharia boys? You find the Germans are charged with hooliganism and xenophobia. And that's what's playing out all through Europe now. They've got a huge problem over there, public health problem. They've got these radical cells. I have a story up today about 10 towns in Albania and the radical mosques have, under the nose of NATO — Albania is a NATO country — and under the nose of the Turks, another NATO country, have been recruiting jihadists to go fight in Syria and Iraq. And this is all done from NATO countries. Here we go. This is what's going on.
What is it about the kleptocratic left and the right wing that works with them that they really do seem like they want to bankrupt and wreck the West? I mean, why would you want to bring in third world radical Sunni populations that can't even get along with each other? I mean, they're not bringing in non-radical Muslim groups that integrate quite nicely. Our government has a long-term policy of wrecking secular governments, whether it be Mohammed Mossadegh or Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein. They demonize them and then lionize the most demonic groups you can imagine, like Saudi Arabia.
That's right. We've already had in German migrant camps rioting breaking out between Afghans who are been really radicalized under the, you know, with the Taliban and Al Qaeda, and more moderate Syrian refugees, you know, moderate, you know, is in quotes, because there's degrees of moderation among these migrants coming from these countries. But yeah, we're seeing it play out. So I mean, Syrians and Afghans have never really had the mix in their own countries, but they're being forced to live with each other in these camps in Germany. And of course, rioting is breaking out because the Syrians don't really think the real radical Afghans are their cup of tea.
Why are we seeing so many leftist and feminist groups and others worshiping and making it sexy radical Islam, and MSNBC having more and more of their pundits wearing headdresses, hijabs on television? What's the whole point of that when radical Islam is the most oppressive force against women I think we've ever seen?
Yeah, it's to push this multiculturalism. You know, the idea is that the migrants shouldn't become like Germans or French or Danes or Swedes or Norwegians, that those countries should respect these 13th century rituals and this culture that these migrants are bringing into these democratically advanced countries in Europe and also in North America. But yeah, you're right. It's part of the Soros and this other agenda, because what Soros does is he actually thrives on chaos. Chaos is good for him. I've written this. He'd make the perfect James Bond villain because he's everywhere around the world. And so when he backs somebody like this Eurovision winner, this Conchita Wurst, which is an Austrian crossdresser with a beard and breasts. I mean, this is the type of person that people like Soros hold up as examples. That and Femin and this other group of women, and I won't mention their name. It's they talk about women's rights. Yet one of their most hallowed singing groups is this group of women. They were really trollops who use as part of their name a crude and crass name for female anatomy.
Well, it's purely to destabilize culture. Soros admits that. He told 60 Minutes 15 years ago, he said, "I'm not ashamed of what I did, rounding people up for Nazi Germany. It made me survive."
He's been backing all of Obama's initiatives, and he'll be back. He's backing Hillary. He was behind the scenes during Bill Clinton's administration, and he's there under Obama. And if Hillary Clinton's elected president, he'll be right there still practicing his political alchemy.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com joins us. He's also an author. You can find his books there. He also is a reporter, roving reporter for Infowars.com. Now, I want to go to phone calls in the next segment, cover some other issues. 800-259-9231 is the number. Any subject's fine because Wayne can speak to all of them. But other areas you're looking into, some of the other stories, and I know you're looking at some of the latest sex scandals with some of the candidates. You're looking at some other big issues. What are some of those topics you're about to tell us about?
Well, Marco Rubio's got to be one of the luckiest guys in the world because just as it was getting ready to break about his extramarital affair with a lobbyist, a well-known lobbyist in Washington, Donald Trump, of course, makes this comment about Muslims, and it's all over, of course, the news cycle. And I was looking into this Rubio report, and so was the mainstream media. But then, of course, Trump, his comments, no pun intended, Trump, the Rubio story. Now, I find it interesting that all of a sudden the Tampa Bay Times and other newspapers are running a report about Rubio's brother-in-law being a well-known, convicted international narcotics dealer. Well, this is actually an old story.
Yeah, I mean, that means he fits in nicely with the Bushes and the Clintons then.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, if there were journalists down in Miami at the Miami Herald that were like the old-time journalists, Marco Rubio would have never gotten elected to the school board or a dog catcher because I'm thinking about the old-time journalists were like Rottweilers. When they would sink their teeth into a corrupted candidate or politician, they wouldn't let go. Now, these were old school people. These journalists sometimes kept a flask of whiskey in their desk drawer, but, you know, they got the job done. And we don't have that. You turn on these 24/7 news channels, and you think you're at some sort of wine and cheese party for a bunch of members of the ACLU and PETA. And,
yeah, you're going to think you're one of these wine tasting deals where they discuss body part sales and the rest of it. Absolutely. I mean, Rubio, do you think this could bring him down, or is he even a contender now?
Well, I think, you know, the deal on Rubio is he's come out as the establishment candidate. Now, the word is that it's Jeb Bush and Karl Rove that are behind going after Rubio. Remember, Jeb said, look, he's now fair game. They used to be buddies, but Jeb said he's fair game. So I guess in Bush's mind that if he can bring down Rubio, he'll pick up all the Rubio supporters.
Yeah, the Florida
people, but a lot of people in Florida do not like Jeb Bush, so I don't think the Rubio supporters will go.
Well, that's right. In fact, Jeb said by December 15th, Trump would be done. months ago. That hasn't happened. I want to come back and ask you your take on Trump, your real view on him. Don't mince words. Obviously, you wouldn't. But, I mean, is he good? Is he bad? Is he a mix? I want to get Wayne Madsen's view on Trump and Ted Cruz as well, as he takes the lead in Iowa ahead of the big CNN debate tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to be covering it live, play-by-play, from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. Find listings in the free feeds at InfoWars.com/2016.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented super filtration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, Wayne Madsen, InfoWars.com, investigative journalist. He's riding shotgun with us. I want to go to James and Marcus and Steve and Mike and Dion and others here in about 5-10 minutes. And I want to continue with the news and analysis with Wayne Madsen. First off, this operation, being able to send Wayne Madsen out at the CIA airbase in Arizona, being able to send our reporters to Switzerland to report on Bilderberg, being able to send our reporters to the RNC and DNC coming up this year and next year, to be able to send our reporters out to cover the radiation on the West Coast first years ago, which they now admit mainstream news is exactly as we said. So many times we force stories out into the dinosaur media, and that's really our job. You can see my talking points, my points, becoming mainstream. We're having a big effect, thanks to you. The world now knows criminals run our government, and they're running Al-Qaeda and others and allowing them to attack us. Hillary and Jeb are in deep trouble. And of course, that's not all InfoWars. It's many other groups and organizations. But we are a radicalizing force. The truth is we've been very on our back. We've been very lazy. We've been in a trance as a people. We've had it pretty good. And now as tyranny comes in, folks are starting to wake up. So when I say I'm here to radicalize you, I'm just here to get you awake and taking action. And the globalists see that as radical because they truly are radical criminals usurping and enslaving us. And to fund ourselves, I've had to be inventive. I've had to discover what people really want. I've had to research what I really like. I've gone through a lot to get sponsors to fund this operation, to try to pay our people a good wage so they can be focused and take care of their families. No one else has been able to build a media operation outside of big establishment money. And even the biggest radio shows in this country that are on 600 stations don't have 1/15, because I know the numbers, of our budget. And we live in a place where it's not very expensive in Texas. That's helped us do this as well. I could have maybe 15, 20 employees in New York or L.A. We've got 50. And we've got contractors. And we've got reporters and researchers and customer service and, you know, legal and accounting. And we do it all by the book. And we're exponentially reaching more people. And we're trying to hire more folks like, you know, bringing Wayne Madsen on and others. So InfoWarsStore.com. You know, when you buy high-quality products there, you're not just getting a high-quality product at a very affordable or competitive price. You are also funding a one-of-a-kind operation that gets results in the fight against tyranny. We don't get NPR money, $450 million a year of taxpayer. We don't get millions like MSNBC and stimulus money. We get zero, 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 zero from government funding. You know, they say, we didn't build our operation. The people built this operation. I built this operation. People's love of liberty built this. How dare these government-funded institutions sit there and say, you didn't build something. You didn't pass that test. You didn't play that song. You didn't write that poetry. You didn't plant that garden. You didn't go make those lunches at school. You didn't work on that car. You didn't fix that tooth. You didn't fix that broken leg. You didn't write that article. You didn't go work at the checkout line killing your feet for 12 hours. I'm sick of it. InfoWars was built by we the people. We the people are where the real change starts, not the fake globalist change with more tyranny. So InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping until the 18th. Got to have your orders in by Friday at noon to guarantee we can get it to you before Christmas. Most people still get it even if you order it over the weekend, but the point is InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Then we got 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. Great gift to give as well. If you've already had great results, why not give it? The Essential Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Miller, Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. 33% off on top of free shipping. All the free shipping. The Deep Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, Oxy Powder. 28% off retail. Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 15% off. Deep Cleanse, first sale ever, 17% off. That'll be sold out by next week. Two bags of high-quality coffee, organic, discounted, get a free coffee cup. Wake Up America Coffee. Brain Force, back in stock, an incredible pill. Got a couple things in it, the prescription in Europe, been documented to be super safe. You talk about turbocharged, this is it. I take one in the morning. I got to do like Coast to Coast AM or something, or get to do it, I should say. I love doing it. I take one of those at about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm done by 4 a.m. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And this is the last week. There may be a few sizes left, but we're not making any more of the Hillary for Prison shirts. That was something I said would go for 4 or 5 months. It would end in 2015. It will. So the Hillary for Prison shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Wayne Madsen, I always say this to guests, and especially with you. I've been all over the board. I've covered some topics I wanted to get into. I want to go to some calls with you, but what else is big? What else are you working on? What's the next big shoe to drop? And just overall, how are things going for the New World Order right now? The Syria situation, I've got to really be proud of what Russia's been doing with the moral high ground. It looks to me like the globalists are not doing too well.
Well, Russia militarily intervening in Syria basically was their drawing the line in the Syrian sand, saying, look, we saw what you did with Libya. That's now a failed state. We saw what you did with Iraq. That's a failed state. We saw what you did in our own backyard in Ukraine, and now that's a failed state. And they just said, that's it. We aren't going to put up with it anymore. They basically finally called out Erdogan, the Turkish president, for what he really is. He's a neo-Ottoman Empire, neo-Seljuk emperor. He wants to restore the old Muslim caliphate. And, of course, ISIS is his, they're his shock troops in Syria and Iraq to carry this out. So now there's been some military confrontations between Russia and Turkey. And I think if NATO wants to back a neo-Islamist Ottoman member state and try to have Article 5 invoked, like, you know, a Russian altercation with the Turkish military as if the Russia, you know, shot an American plane out of the sky. I think a lot of members of NATO are going to say, no, we didn't sign up to go to war for an egomaniac, a sociopath like Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president. So
it has been over the top how the Russians released all the satellite data, the proof of thousands of trucks coming across to his son getting the oil. Mm. Turkey now going into Iraq, threatening Putin, threatening to blow up their ships. In the Mediterranean. This is extremely arrogant behavior.
Yeah, and I think now we see John Kerry in Moscow, and he's, remember, we tried to freeze out Russia. Now we're going hat in hand to the Russians. The Russians are going to say, we'll talk to you, but it's going to be on our terms, not on the terms of people like Victoria Nuland, this neocon in the State Department that's been trying to not only overthrow well, she was involved in the overthrow of the Ukrainian democratically elected president, but she's involved in trying to cause problems in Russia itself.
What do you make of just the over-the-top moves of former top generals, like the head of defense intelligence and others, coming out and going, look, we created al-Qaeda, ISIS, we're running this in Syria, we were ordered to by the president, it's conscious, it's bad, we shouldn't be doing it. And the media trying to spin that, and now these investigations. I mean, am I underestimating or overestimating how huge this is?
It's big when you have people that are being fired from their jobs in the military because of what they, and you know, General Flynn, you're talking about, the former commander of the Defense Intelligence Agency, you know, he didn't say anything while he was on active duty. He said this afterwards, and I would just hope that in the future these individuals would come back in government in positions of authority, and we should be getting rid of, we shouldn't even have people like Ashton Carter. He's a bureaucratic pencil sharpener.
I was about to say, I'm not one of these guys that says let generals run everything and elect a bunch of generals. But at the same time, to see the military being restraining Obama from wanting to start wars, wanting to back ISIS more openly, I'm not trying to make the military the heroes, but they have been the restraining force to a great extent. That's really scary.
Well, I understand what's at stake. If we go to war on behalf of these Turks against Russia, you know, we're going to have some real problems. It's not 100 body bags coming back. Think in terms of 10,000, hundreds of thousands potentially. Being on the precipice of possible nuclear war, is a radicalized Islamic government in Turkey worth all that?
Yeah, also Turkey can de-Christianize a country, kill hundreds of thousands of Christians, blow up every church they find. Why would our elite want to do something like this to a country that did nothing to us? Why would they want to set Gaddafi up after 8 years of him investing in Europe, doing whatever he was told, getting rid of his weapons, letting the West in, letting all the U.S. companies come in, and then they literally bring in al-Qaeda and set him up and murder him, and then Hillary makes jokes about it?
Yeah, and you know, our good friends the Saudis pulled a fast one yesterday. They announced the formation of like a 36-member country Islamic military alliance. Now, a lot of these countries are in Africa, and they have as many Christians living there as they do Muslims. And I think this is just a means by the Saudis to try to introduce yet more radical jihadists into countries like Senegal and the Ivory Coast and Gabon, and spread the influence of Boko Haram. Because whatever the Saudis say, you got to look at the opposite. And I was actually happy that not only Donald Trump said, you know, the Saudis and the Turks are backing ISIL, but he said there's other countries doing it as well. He didn't name the other one, but he said, I can't get into it because I have business dealings. I think it's pretty clear the other country he mentioned was Israel, and I just wish he would get his facts right about the people celebrating 9/11 in North Jersey were not Muslims. They were there weren't a lot of them, but they were in key locations. They were Israeli citizens, Mossad agents dressed up as Arabs. That's what I found when I spent 2 months in that area.
Undoubtedly, we've talked to some of the police officers. That's what they thought. But over in the Middle East, there was some celebrating, and there has been celebrating, you know, at the sports stadiums and stuff. But you are right about that being a mixed situation, probably a psychological warfare operation?
Yeah, when they were caught with money. They were caught with Arab dress. They were caught with traces of explosives in their vans. They used a moving system, urban moving systems vans. They were the ones who were seen at Liberty State Park, dressed as Arabs, celebrating. That same group was caught later on that afternoon, and they all the FBI and the police confiscated their Israeli passports.
Wow, super heavy. Yeah. Donald Trump overall, what do you think about him? I want to go to some calls.
You know, it's very rare we see these populist candidates catch fire. I remember 1968 we saw it with George Wallace, who started to really not only have an impact in the South, he had the South, but he started to make an impact up north. People may not remember, but he won in northern primaries. He won northern primaries like he was doing well in Indiana. He was doing well in Pennsylvania. He won Maryland. Of course, it was after he was shot. He did well in Wisconsin. He did well in Massachusetts. These are not these were not his natural constituencies, but people wanted to hear his populist message. We saw it again with Ross Perot in 92. Again, somebody who had a lot of money at his disposal, like Trump does. His message started to catch on, but then we had him pull out of the race. He was running around 33% as an independent, and then he accused George H.W. Bush of trying to sabotage his family, and he pulled out, and that was the end of his campaign. I would suspect that many of the people we're seeing, and many of the symptoms of this country where we see Trump getting a lot of support, were also manifested in the support for Perot in 92 and Wallace in 68, because people are fed up with the two major parties. and it's the same people. You want Bush, you want Clinton. If you don't want them, well, maybe we'll bring back Romney. How about Lindsey Graham? You know, these people, we've seen them.
Sure. What do you particularly yourself think about Trump, and where do you, in your gut, think he's going?
Well, I think he's playing the spoiler like we see with a lot of these populist candidates. We'll see what happens. I mean, there's already talk of a brokered convention. That's the gray beards in the Republican Party, the elitists, talking about maybe picking a candidate behind closed doors in Cleveland.
Not having the delegates all vote for it.
Yeah, I would imagine in that case we'll see Trump walk out, maybe declare he's going to run as an independent. It might be kind of late in the game to get on ballots. It's very hard, for example, in Virginia and Texas to get on ballots for presidential races. But we may see something like that occur. I don't think he's going away, even though people like Bush and some of these others would like to see him go away.
Doesn't Trump have an ace of spades card that if he does leave with a third party from the Republicans, if they try to steal the nomination from him, that would probably ensure Hillary won?
Yeah, he'll play the same spoiler role that Perot played in 92. There's another thing about Trump. You know, he's been vetted by the tabloids ever since the 80s. I remember seeing articles about Trump in People magazine with all, you know, his celebrity status. So the celebrity-focused media and the tabloids have pretty well vetted him. We know about all of his ex-wives and all that. So there's nothing more there, in my opinion, that can be discovered.
So he is the ace of spades in this election. He will decide it, probably.
Yeah, not like Rubio, where his, you know, the high-heeled shoes are dropping all over on Rubio right now. And his family's past, and not only involved in drug dealing, but also in maybe one of his brother-in-law's, the guy he worked for, the drug cartel leader, may have offed an ATF agent.
Let's stay there. I'm going to come back with calls.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Broadcast worldwide. The fourth hour, sometimes it's hosted by me, but a lot of times by our great hosts and anchors and investigative journalists. One and only, Jakari Jackson, will be hosting the fourth hour today. And I heard his report earlier and then looked it up, and sure enough, it's incredible. They're starting stop-and-frisk tactics, not just in California at movie theaters, but all over the country. And George Lucas came out and said, don't bring toy guns. A lot of the Star Wars folks do that. It's super nerdly. I almost want to get into it because it's so stupid. And just pew, pew, pew. You know, don't bring the toy guns or stormtrooper outfits, I guess. And so talk about a nation going into bondage and cowardice and slavery. They bring in the radicals. They let them attack us. And then they're going to have police with metal detectors all over the place. This was the plan with Homeland Security more than a decade ago, was to have checkpoints everywhere. And now they're starting that with the Viper teams and more. Joe Biggs with reports of strange activities at public schools. State of emergency has been declared in Michigan because children have high amounts of lead in their blood. Gun grabbers are pushing no fly, no buy. Joe Biggs will be sitting in with him as one of his guests. That's all coming up in the fourth hour. I'm going to do 5 minutes in the next hour to take your calls with investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Of course, I'm Alex Jones, and I'll be part of the live coverage tonight with the crew that will be here. I'll be at home covering the 2016 election, the final Republican debate of 2015 tonight from 7 and beyond Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Free video feeds at InfoWars.com. Right now, let's go to who is up first. Let's talk to Steve in Canada. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to say congratulations on everything you're doing. It's very good. But my question to you, you kind of touched on it a little bit there, is I'm just curious why our military everything, but why they don't, why they go along with everything. I don't want to.
Well, I mean, because you get court-martialed or murdered if you, that, a bunch of generals under Clinton got shot in the head or shot in the chest in their offices. So they've been firing them, removing them. It's a big deal to have them retire and then come out and say the government ordered us to run Al-Qaeda. Then it's up to us to get the system in trouble. But I agree, we need more military, as Steve Pachinik said last week, you know, to do the right thing and say no. Following orders is not a suicide pact for the country. Great point, Steve. Comment on that, Wayne Madsen.
Well, you know, leadership is in short supply in many cases in the military. But some of our greatest military leaders were those who actually did not follow orders. And some of them were court-martialed. Some of them got in trouble for their actions. But yeah, you see a lot of brown nosers today, especially in the senior positions in the military. And but it's nice to see when a General Flynn does come out and say, look, you know, this policy is crazy. We're supporting the enemy here.
Yeah, and the generals also need to be scaring all these slimy Harvard lawyers and hedge fund people that are complete gamblers, degenerate, crazy gamblers. Hey, you're not going to gamble with nuclear war with the Chinese and the Russians. No, you're not going to do it, scum. Stop it. Stop it.
Right. Not all these generals are put through, like, General Petraeus Ivy League schools where they become basically, you know, this same thing as what you find in the neocon think tanks, only they're wearing uniforms with a bunch of stars on their shoulders or collars. So there are some flag rank officers that came up the normal way, and they don't put up with this. I wish there were more of them, but unfortunately it's the military, like everything, is political.
That's right, because we're not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. We don't run around starting giant wars.
Right.
I mean, it needs to, and America's not perfect, folks, but it's really crazy right now. Thank you for those points. Excellent points. Matt in Colorado, I got about a minute. We'll answer your question after the break. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
A quick question for you and Wade Madsen. If Donald Trump does not get in to be the president, and it does end up being Hillary Clinton backed by Bernie Sanders to be vice president, do you think we still have a fighting chance, or do you think we're done for as a nation?
We're going to break in 20 seconds. That's a great question. I'll have you come back to that. Wayne, what do you think?
You know, I did not hear the question.
For some reason, the audio didn't get sent over to you on that call. We'll come back. I'll ask you the question. Are we screwed if Hillary and Bernie get in? Are they the worst? Where do you see that going? We'll be back. Info-
Visit GCNLive.com.
Infowars.com/show. Jakari's coming up.